Texas executes more people than any other state, and now it could be the first state to allow a jury to be videotaped as it decides whether to sentence a man to death. This month, a trial judge gave his tentative okay to let the PBS program Frontline set up a remote camera in the jury room, prompting vehement objections from the prosecutor and, some surprise, across the legal community. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
For some time, the documentary program Frontline had been looking to film jury deliberations in a capital murder trial. And when the robbery murder case of Cedric Harrison came along, it had some intriguing elements for television. First, it's a murder trial in the execution capital of the nation. Second, the defendant is young, 17 years old, which would make the deliberations all the more wrenching. So Frontline producers approached Harrison and his mother. At first, they didn't like the idea, but earlier this month, they changed their minds. Harrison's court-appointed attorney, Ricardo Rodriguez.
It will be an educational project, if you will. This thing is going to air maybe 10, 11 months down the road, and people will get to see firsthand how the prosecutors, how the state of Texas attempts to execute 17-year-old males.
Rodriguez says the jurors will give his client the fairest possible trial because they know that eventually the whole world will be able to watch, a notion that appalls the prosecutor in the case, Warren DeProm.
This isn't ancient Rome. A capital murder trial is not entertainment.
DeProm says lots of things might be educational, but that doesn't mean you broadcast them.
I would just love to see what happens behind closed doors at the National Security Agency when they're discussing Al-Qaeda or what their next plan of attack is to find Osama bin Laden. That would be educational. But there are certain things that we just don't film because there are other, more important interests.
One interest is the safety of the jurors. In fact, the trend recently has been to make jurors anonymous, to assign them numbers, so they can come to a verdict without fear of reprisal. DeProm says anyone who serves on the Harrison jury could be seen by the entire nation. And then there's the effect a camera could have on how the jury comes to a verdict. Joshua Marquis, a district attorney in Oregon, says the discussions must be secret because deciding to convict and sentence a person to death is hard enough as it is.
If people think that they are going to be accosted on the street by people who say, I saw you on television and you said you didn't care that he was 17 years old, you know, you're an inhuman bleep. I think jurors would be very, very reluctant to be honest and vote their conscience.
And he says that would unfairly harm the prosecution. But Elizabeth Semmel, a death penalty expert at Berkeley's Law School, says a camera could also stack the decks against the defendant, beginning with jury selection. In this case, for example, anyone who's uncomfortable with the camera would be excused from serving. Semmel says that skews the jury pool toward those who believe in the death penalty, a requirement for death-eligible trials, and those who want to be on TV, people who may have dominant personalities.
The concern is that those dominant people do not, by force of their personality, dissuade or discourage people who may be less verbal or less comfortable articulating their views from speaking.
And expressing reservations about the evidence or about the aggravating factors. But law professor Stephen Penrod at John Jay College of Criminal Justice doesn't think that will happen. He says cameras have been placed in jury rooms before, in some small civil cases in Arizona, and then in a gun possession case in Wisconsin. In the gun case, Penrod says, there was actually a cameraman moving the camera around.
Early on, I think there was some evidence that jurors were paying attention to this, but very quickly, jurors seem to habituate to it, and the focus of the jurors during the course of the deliberation, during the course of the conversations, was on other jurors. They were talking to other jurors. They were not talking to the camera. Cameras became part of the furniture.
Others say death cases are simply different, and that's what Texas's highest court will have to decide. It's put the Harrison trial on hold and given the trial judge until Monday to explain why he believes a camera should roll as jurors decide Cedric Harrison's fate. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.